This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBCTV18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, overnight, there have been a couple of positive global cues that might just aid sentiment today, because otherwise, yesterday, we had seen a big sell-off in the Indian markets. In fact, the Nifty was down about 2% in trade, a cut of 200 points, and ended just above that 10,800 mark. In fact, Nifty has turned negative for 2019 now. Similar was the case for Nifty Bank, which actually led the sharp sell-off, because the Nifty Bank also saw a cut of almost 800 points. The Nifty Midcap, which was outperforming in the earlier couple of sessions, yesterday fell around 313 points, the biggest one-day fall that we have seen in a month. And all of this was perhaps triggered by the fact that the crude prices jumped 13% in a single day, and that's the biggest one-day gain that we have seen in the crude prices. Of course, that on account of the airstrikes at a couple of facilities in Saudi Arabia. But other than that, it looks like that India is falling under its own weight. It is falling to its own cues, because if you look at the other global markets, they have performed rather well in 2019 so far. So for example, DAX is up around 17% for 2019, Dow Jones and Shanghai is up anywhere between 18 to 20%. So the US China trade concerns are not really impacting their own economies, but this is something that we have been talking about in India. The Indian markets as a result is down about 0.4% for the year so far, so versus the gains of anywhere between 50 to 20% that we have seen in the other economies, Indian market is starkly underperforming, and that is further underscored by the FII flows. So the FII net sold 800 crores in the cash equity markets, so the momentum of FII selling continues, and the DIIs also seem exhausted, because yesterday they bought only around 86 crores. Of course, as I said, for this morning, there are a couple of positive cues that the crude has recovered 6%, given the comments came in from Saudi Energy Minister that the production would be restored by end of this month itself. And that is the reason perhaps why US markets also ended in the green. Apart from that, of course, there is this big Fed decision that we are also expecting, which will come later tonight for the Indian markets. And most of the street is penciling in a 25 basis point cut. Apart from that, Asian markets are trading mixed. However, SGX Nifty is suggesting that there might be a tad bit of recovery, because that is suggesting a start with a gain of around 50 points. But it will be very critical to see how the rest of the day pans out. Separately for the Indian markets, there is a bit of dampener coming in, because sources tell us that GST Fitment Committee has rejected the proposal of a rate cut on motor vehicles as well as biscuits. Now, this might just impact the sentiment quite a bit, because the auto index was also languishing in trade yesterday, down about 3%, and it might see further cut today. Other than that, the biscuit and the FMCG names will be in focus, not just on account of the rejection of rate cut by GST Fitment Committee, but also the fact that Credit Suisse has written a note and they say that this is the worst slowdown the sector has witnessed in the last 15 years and there would be no quick fix for this. They have downgraded the likes of Britannia and Pidilite accordingly. Separately, Bajaj Finance is on my list, and that is because board has approved raising funds up to 8,500 crores via QIP. Coffee Day has sold one of their assets and they will be getting 2,700 crores as a result of that. So that's a bit of positive. Ahluwalia Contracts has bagged orders worth around 407 crores. Suntech Realty has acquired one premium project in Mumbai for mixed-use development. So we'll keep an eye out on all of these stocks, and especially the crude sensitives as well, because we are seeing big moves come by in all of these stocks. So let's see how the day pans out. As of now, the SGX Nifty is suggesting that we will start the day in the positive, but very important to see whether those gains are sustained or not. This is Anisha Jain from CNBC TV18 signing off in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.